The House of Representatives will summon officials from the Nusantara Capital Authority to report on the progress of preparations for relocating the government seat to the future capital, which is being developed in East Kalimantan. According to the chairperson of DPR's Commission 2, Rifki Nizami Karsayuda, the hearing is set to take place of the Parliament's recess period, which will run from July 25 to August 15, 2025. Indonesia's Halal Product Assurance Organizing Agency has granted an accreditation certificate to the World Halal Trust of Lithuania, making it a foreign halal institution recognized by the agency. In a statement delivered in Jakarta Wednesday, BPJPH head Ahmad Haikal Hassan said that the certificate was issued upon the completion of the accreditation process by a cross-sectoral team. And that was the news.
Ocean.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening. listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled December Kelabu or Gloomy December by Erika Rashid, accompanied by Dapur Music Project. This song tells about the sadness of someone who is left by her lover without news for 2 years. She keeps waiting for a promise or arrival from her lover, but it never comes true. The song created by Arianto and popularized by singer Maharani Kahar was released in 1982 in Maharani Kahar's debut album of the same name. This album became the most popular album of Maharani Kahar's career. The song was not only popular in its time but also continues to be remembered and even resung by many artists across generations, like Yuni Shara, who released this song in 1997. Then the punk music group Karna Mereka also released this song in 2018. Well, listener, here is Erika Rashid featuring Dapur Music Project with the song December Kelabu. Enjoy.
Di bulan Desember, Jakarta ramai, hatiku sepi. Jangan kau tanya mengapa sedih. Ku tak tahu, ku tak tahu apa arti rasa ini.
Okay, Voice listener, right now we have a special guest in the studio. And this special morning, actually, almost the afternoon here in Indonesia, is a special guest far from Sri Lanka. So, can you tell me what's your name?
My name is Sharifa. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Sherry. So, Sherry, you came from Sri Lanka, and maybe you can tell our Voice of Indonesia listener on what company do you come from?
All right. So in Sri Lanka, I work at the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation, which is the national radio station of Sri Lanka. And at the same time, I'm also attached to the national television. I'm a news anchor. So I read news on TV and also on radio. And I present the morning show just like you on radio.
So we both have the same job description. You can say that, boy listener. And right now, the Sri Lanka TV and radio is having a collaboration that you can say Sri Lanka is visiting, and you just mentioned that here in Jakarta, Indonesia is having an event. On what event are you actually
right now? So we are here on a very unique project, which is, I mean, people do a lot of travel shows.
Okay.
So we have teamed up with a corporate platform called The Entrepreneur. And the national television will telecast our program, which is called The Go Girls. And we've also spoken to the embassy of Indonesia in Sri Lanka to help us with this. So that is how we got connected with RRI as well, thanks to them. And they helped us with our visas as well. And they also wanted us to do this program to build the bilateral relationship between both the countries. And on our show, it's a pilot project called The Go Girls. On our show, what we are focusing on is the similarities between
the two countries. And initially we are starting off with Jakarta. And we will be exploring more of Indonesia later on. So it's going to be a 4-episode show on television.
Oh, 4-episode show.
Yes.
So on Indonesia, what cities are you going to visit? I heard that you are going to Padang after
Jakarta. Visit Padang already.
Oh, you did visit Padang.
I did visit Padang already. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And it's in Sumatra, isn't it?
So yes,
I had to take a flight to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And what we noticed is that Indonesia is massive, obviously. So in comparison to Sri Lanka, radio channels work differently. Because I think Indonesia, after I spoke to your head of productions and also head of the Voice of Indonesia, according to him, there's a lot of things happening here. And we do have regional radio stations even in Sri Lanka, but we're a tiny island, so it is actually way lesser than what's happening in Indonesia. So which is a new experience for us to get to know that there's over 100 channels. I mean, that's huge, isn't it?
Yes, that is huge. But you can say that media is actually quite large, though the island doesn't seem to be a problem since it's going to be on air, especially while doing this special kind of content. It is really interesting. So in Jakarta, in your visit in Jakarta, what is the most interesting thing that you've been, or did you just land here
All
in
right,
Jakarta?
So since I was in Padang for a while and my colleagues here were already in Jakarta, and they explored all the massive malls in Jakarta, which is great because we do have malls, but it's not all over the place, you know. So here you find it everywhere, and it's pretty interesting because it's good to have fun, explore. And the traffic is
The traffic is one
it's another
of the
story. Let's not get there.
Okay.
But it's quite a different experience. But what we notice special here is that you have like a separate lane for buses, isn't it?
It's
not the same in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, but we have here in Indonesia, we call it Transjakarta.
Right.
So it's a special lane for our bus that comes from, we call it the busway, obvious reasons. And here in Jakarta, the malls that you mentioned, did you went to like Grand Indonesia or Pacific Place Mall? Or?
So we went to a few malls.
A few malls.
So we get to visit some of the interesting places. And I think we want to have some fun as well. So I was suggested to go to Amchal. So there are a few other places we want to visit. But our main aim is to talk about the national, I think Monas is the monument.
Monument of National. Yeah.
And there's also the mosque and the cathedral, which is together right next to Monas.
Yeah.
So we intend to go there because we find it quite interesting because Sri Lanka is a multi-religious, multicultural country. And likewise, Indonesia is known to have a massive Muslim community.
Yeah.
And what we see interesting there is that the cathedral and the mosque is together. And then I heard that you can share the parking and all that. So we find it quite interesting. And we would like to share it with our Sri Lankan viewers as well. And how unity works here as well.
Okay, so fun fact, I'm going to tell you that the mosque and the cathedral have a secret tunnel. That connects both of the cathedral and the mosque.
Wow.
So they have like, in Indonesia, especially in Jakarta, since there are many religions here in here, people who live here, we seem to have like a deep connection between one another, and so it's good since I heard that Sri Lanka is doing the same as well.
Yes, and we'd like to, you know, I mean, this is not something the world knows as well, so we'd like to take it outside of Indonesia and let them know that this is happening and this is there. This exists in Indonesia, so it's not going to be just another travel show. We'll be talking about interesting stuff like that.
Yeah, facts like that is going to be needed. So speaking of the program and the event that you're going, is there any plans, especially you're going to stay here until the 28th of July.
Yes.
Is there any plans for you to go in Jakarta after this?
So we are yet to visit the cathedral and the mosque. We haven't visited that yet. And we intend to visit I guess it's Taman Mini.
Oh, Taman Mini.
Yes.
I see.
Because we want to take our viewers through the interesting places and the cultures of Indonesia. And I was told that that's the place to visit.
Yeah, that is the place for you to visit. Because in Taman Mini, it's like a large, you can say a large museum.
Okay.
That share lots of Indonesian culture in one place. So it's a big park.
So we thought that's like the easiest way to go all over Indonesia without spending a lot of money.
Yes, the cash is the problem. But
it is the problem because you need to take the flight. You have to go by air.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of time.
Oh, yes.
And at the same time, when we speak of museums, I visited the Padang National Museum.
Oh, Padang National.
And I saw something interesting there. There's a museum for rendang, isn't it?
Oh, yes. The museum for rendang. So speaking of rendang, what do you think about the taste of rendang? Uh-huh. Because it's really quite unique, especially for people outside from Indonesia. So what do you think about
it? Yes, absolutely. Because I didn't know there's so many varieties of rendang. Only when I went to the museum, I figured that there's so many varieties of rendang. We have a version in Sri Lanka because we have a Malay community, a Javan community in Sri Lanka as well. So we have a little bit of Malay food there. You know, we have satay, we have rendang. But it's not the rendang I consumed here. And in Padang especially. So rendang is really tasty. And the coconut flavor in it is amazing. So I did go through the rendang museum, and it's the first time I've seen a museum for food. And that's interesting.
Yes, indeed. So speaking of food, in Indonesia, what is your favorite food here? Since
what is my favorite food? Okay, I can give you a list of food. So I've tried the bakso.
Bakso.
And that's nice. And especially when you add all the sauces.
Oh, yes. That is
that's
true.
That's spicy and nice. And I like nasi padang.
Nasi padang.
Yes. I tried nasi padang, and that's how I managed to try rendang as well.
Oh,
and I love the satay.
Satay. Oh, is it the chicken or the cattle?
I tried both.
Oh, you tried both.
Both are nice, equally good. It's yum. And the spices here, you know, I mean, Sri Lanka is known for its good spices as well. And we have very spicy, flavorful food. And I think Indonesia has their own version of spices and flavor, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And in Jakarta, I find food a little sweet on the sweet side.
Oh, really?
In comparison to Sri Lanka. But we do have like two extremes. It's either extremely spicy or you get the sweet tone. And I'm wondering whether I'm trying the right food or not. So you gotta suggest some food for me.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of food, maybe you can get something that is easily to achieve. Have you tried Indomie? No, you tried Indomie.
I tried Indomie.
What do you think about Indomie?
I think it's great.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and we tried the very spicy one. It was not that great in terms of, I mean, it's tasty, but we are still trying to adopt to the spice. So it was a bit hard, but it's tasty. It's amazing.
Okay. But have you tried rujak, perhaps?
No.
Rujak?
No.
No. So it's like a salad,
okay,
but with spices in it. So it's a sweet but spicy taste.
Oh, I think I'm yet to try that now.
Yeah, you can try a rujak.
I'm going to make
maybe
a list.
Okay, so boy listener, Sherry, after this, will be traveling to lots of places in Indonesia, not just Jakarta. On what other cities are you going to visit?
So we were planning initially to visit Bandung as well. We were asked to take the Whoosh train.
Oh, Whoosh.
Yes.
Right.
But if time permits, we will do that. But we've already taken some beautiful scenic shots in Padang. And I visited Air Manis.
Air Manis.
And I'm not very familiar with the names. I did pay a visit to a tea estate. And I don't know how to pronounce the name, but it was really beautiful. And I think in Padang, what I found interesting is within a few hours, you get to experience two extreme weathers. You know, it's warm in Padang, and then you go to the area where I mentioned there's a farm. It's pretty cold. It's pretty cold there. So it's lovely to see that weather pattern changing. And I actually saw a volcano.
A volcano.
Alive. I mean, it was
an active volcano.
Active volcano.
Oh.
And that's not something we see
obviously not Sri Lanka. No.
Okay.
So that was quite an experience for me, but I just saw it from a distance.
Mm, so you don't visit the mountain, the volcano?
No. Do you advise me to do that?
No. I don't advise it, but if you have the time, maybe especially during the right weather and the condition, maybe visiting places in Indonesia is quite nice, especially places like that. I mean, you can try visit Labuan Bajo, one of the cities in Indonesia. It has beautiful beaches there.
Wow.
Yeah, the water is so clean and you can see many marine life there.
Okay, so when you say Indonesia to Sri Lankans, they'll be like, oh, you're going to Bali, because that's like the well-known spot for tourists.
Yeah.
I think we want to change the perspective a little bit and make people explore other parts of Indonesia.
Yeah, especially for us. Maybe we can try and explore Sri Lanka and maybe share the country as well.
You should pay a visit to Sri Lanka.
Okay. Thank you so much, well listener, for accompanying me and Sherry here in the studio today. And I'll see you in another episode. So thank you so much, well listener, and I'll see you later. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Okay, thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you. Okay, we're going to sit down. All right.
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours. And is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is taped on the tap, then it is tapped on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes Karinding, such as in Chittamyang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalongkulon Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililin, Karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker. In order, it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While Karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of Karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Kalau dulunya dari ranting aren, aren orang Cina bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah sekarang,
in the past, it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now, Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, Karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Sulit, cara jemurnya juga lama. Kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, jemurnya tetap kering. Setahun nggak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, Karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nakul says that Karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced Karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni Karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, Karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat. Ya, kira-kira mulai tahun 2006, 2007 sampai kemarilah gitu. Gitu, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah loba bayarun Astaghfirullah loba nunagi Astaghfirullah loba nungantrog Astaghfirullah Aya kolektor astaghfirullah la bayare astaghfirullah la banunagi
Santos kabalaya raina.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Loba Istighfar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Chiawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing karinding, namely, tonggeret, kogondangan, pereogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of Karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun, gitu. Asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang Karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that Karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So Karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Kita harus menjaga, yaitu menjaga itu melestarikan. Makanya buat untuk anak-anak muda sekarang dan selanjutnya tuh harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karinding.
Well, listener, thank you so much for accompanying me in this 6-hour broadcast, but don't go anywhere, because after this, my colleague Yunika will continuing on to accompany you in the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget to send your messages through our social media. Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, and VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in voilisteners@gmail.com. Also, our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much for listener and you for accompanying me in this 6-hour broadcast. My name is Ray, and stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.